Comic book fans are diehards, whether they're attending a Comic-Con somewhere or stopping by their local shop to pick up the latest month's offerings. But the last part isn't possible right now. The comics industry's sole distributor from print to retail, Diamond Comic Distributors, stopped all shipments on March 23rd. That meant that yesterday, the first Wednesday of the month, was without new print issues for the first time anyone can remember. And for those who want to read digital versions, those have been put on hold as well until print issues are again ready to go. To get some perspective, I spoke with Valley resident Todd McFarlane. The comic artist and businessman is president of Image Comics, the third largest comic book publisher in North America. I started by asking him how significant comic book stores have continued to be.
The vast majority of our sales are still being done through these stores that are now having to close their doors, let their employees off. And even if they didn't do that, even if they had the wherewithal to keep their doors open, they're getting no new comic books.
All right, so you're a businessman and an artist, so I want to ask you on both levels, how much does this really stink for you on both of those ways? I mean, the fact that you're someone who's a creative force in both those realms.
There may be actually a sort of a bit of a double whammy. One is just the nature of what's going on. Everybody's going to feel that pain, right? So not only is it outside, obviously, our industry, but if we look at it specifically, Marvel and DC are not shipping any books either, because our distributor, there's only one in the country, has said that they're not going to take any new books. So essentially, we're all shut down. The second piece of it is that our company, all of our books are owned by the creative people who do them. And so we've done a very good job for the last 25 years of enticing people to do their own books, whether they're coming from Marvel and DC or whether they're doing it on their own. The risk of doing your own book is you have to basically self-fund yourself until the book comes out in print, and then you get your money, and then you can make a living. If the stores go down and count dramatically, then by very nature, then sales across the board will go down, and it may put a bit of a chill on, you know, people who otherwise might have thought about coming out and doing their own creative books and coming up with new ideas that don't exist at any of the companies right now. That may get a lid put on it a little bit, so that we won't be seeing nearly as many new intellectual properties coming out in the next maybe 6 to 12 months possibly.
There's one distributor for all these enormous numbers of comics that come out
in North America. So there used to be, like, years ago there was three. Now, you know, not only us, but I had a conversation earlier with somebody high up at Marvel today, and everybody's having to take a serious look at alternatives, right? I mean, here's what one of the alternatives can be. It can't be nothing, right? There's talk and speculation, you know, some people saying, well, you don't want to put out digital comic books ahead of the actual physical print because, you know, then people might buy the digital and not go back to the comic book shops, right? That may be true, and people are going to have to weigh that out, but to me, having nothing, right? Taking your industry that basically we have, you know, regular buyers, consumers, you know, that have a habit of coming in, you know, every new comic book day on Wednesdays, that you can't turn that spigot off because you run the risk of breaking their habit, right? And the one thing, if you're in business and you have consumers that are, you know, have a demand for your product, you don't want to stop the flow of that product on all levels. And so that's sort of what's weighing out right now. Obviously, every company, every book might not be able to do it, but there's going to have to be at least a shadow of maybe some of the flagship titles from all the major companies that are still going out there to say, hey, okay, instead of there being 100 new comic books every week, there's only going to be 6. But at least you can count on these 6. And in the meantime, until we get sort of past, or we come up with a better plan of attack as an industry with each one of our companies. One of the things we're talking about is not trying to come up with 5 messages with 5 different companies. You know, we want to start talking to each other so that perhaps Marvel, DC, ourselves, maybe Dark Horse, which probably account for over 90% of the business, those 4 companies, are on the same footing. so that at least the message is consistent, right? It may be flawed because, again, you know, we're heading into an unknown that none of us have any data, but at least it'd be a consistent message instead of four companies trying to come up with four different methods to try and stave off some of the erosion that's about to come.
How long would this downturn, this problem, have to exist until more people did turn to digital, even though it is not the same thing? It is far from the same thing. Do you think there's a timeline for that?
I think in the short run, there may be a need for people to do it. Here's one of the things that we haven't been very good at, is the digital downloads, for the most part, cost the same as the physical one, right? I've been advocating that that shouldn't be, right? And again, part of it is because the store owners don't want us discounting a digital version of it. But I think that if you basically make the cost of a digital way more reasonable than what you're giving up physically, it may be easier to then go, oh, okay, I'd rather not go digital, but in the meantime, I will, but I'm getting it at a fraction of the cost. We'll all get a bit smarter about 2 or 3 weeks from now. So.
Todd McFarlane, he is the creator behind Spawn. He's also president of Image, which is the third largest comic book company in the U.S., and he also lives here in the Valley. Todd, thanks as always. We appreciate it.
Sure. Thanks for giving me the time today.